Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Famula One. I'm your host, Jamie. I'm here with my sister, Jack.
Hi, everybody.
And how are we feeling? How are we doing?
We're good. I'm ready for racing. Yes. I miss it.
It feels like a gajillion years whenever we have a weekend without racing. Like,
it feels so much longer than just a week.
I know. Especially because not too much like happened. So it wasn't even like there was like news going on to discuss or anything like that. It's also, I'm feeling just slightly, as a little bit of context for all of you, our besties, we're recording at a different time during the day than we normally do.
Yeah, it's throwing me off.
And I'm feeling a bit thrown off. Like, it's like still light out, which is not our usual setup, which is interesting. But yeah, just a weird overall, you know, no racing. We're recording at a weird time, you know?
Yeah.
Spring. What can you say?
This what is April.
But luckily, we have plenty of racing going on this weekend. So obviously, we have Formula One back in China, which is really, I'm really excited to see how this race weekend goes. It seems pretty rainy there now, which if it rains during the race, we know that always makes things interesting. So, but just excited to see a new track. Not obviously brand new, but new for Jack and I, as in we were not watching Formula One the last time they raced there. So it'll be our first time seeing it, not what, you know, in Drive to Survive or in watching old races.
I was seeing things on social media about like the last time they were there. The last time they were there, like Lewis was only a 5-time world champion. I think it was George, Lando, and Alex. It might have been like their third race.
Oh my God.
Like, that's completely crazy. It's so crazy how long it's been since.
And how we've things, been how there. Much has changed.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. Cause it was, what was it, 2019 was the last
time? Yeah.
Yeah. So it was George, Alex, Lando's rookie year. It was Charles' first year in Ferrari. Daniel was with Renault, his first year out of Red Bull.
Yeah. A lot has changed.
A lot has changed. And then over in the U.S., we have IndyCar finally back. They have this horrible, extremely long break between race one and race two, and I don't know why they do it this way. But they are finally back there at Long Beach this weekend, which is a really fun track. So that should be very exciting.
Also, shout out to Arrow McLaren, Crystal. They did a Jeopardy with the boys at Arrow McLaren, and it was hilarious having Pato and Alexander literally fight over the correct way to answer a Jeopardy question and points.
They are, I mean, the Arrow McLaren social team, and we've said this several times so before, many times. They are some of the best social
group. In the business, for sure.
Yeah, like they, even if you don't follow IndyCar, I recommend you watch the stuff that they, the things they can get those drivers to do. It's hilarious.
So it's so good.
And yes, shout out to Crystal and shout out to the whole team, but definitely Crystal. Love you.
Love you.
And other news, really, again, quiet week. So really the only stuff that's come out, Fernando Alonso has extended his contract with Aston Martin, which is exciting. I'm just excited that we're going to have the drama king himself around for a couple more years.
Yeah.
At least I don't want him to ever retire because, again, as we know, rule of this podcast, Fernando Alonso is always at the scene of the crime. So
always at the scene of the crime. Jamie, remember we are getting a TV show out of him. We're getting a book TV show deal out of him.
So the tell all
at some point.
The tell all will be unreal.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for his tell all, and I'm waiting for Lewis's tell all. Because I want to hear what went down. One, you know, behind the scenes with Mercedes, but also like what has been going on at Mercedes and how that feels. Because there's definitely this clear shift that happened in Mercedes. Really, like one, the performance started going down, but really, I think it started when Niki Lauda died. Mm. And, you know, what was really going on behind the scenes? Because he said a few things where he's like, you know, I was trying to give feedback and they basically were like not listening. So that would be an interesting book, that's for sure.
Yeah.
In other news, not really racing related, but Charles Leclerc has released an ice cream line.
It's protein ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah, like a Halo Top type ice cream. It's like healthy.
Hopefully so they found that texture better than Halo Top, because
I actually have not seen reviews yet. I don't believe it's available in the US quite yet, so we cannot give it a try for you. It should be available in the US though. I can't imagine why they wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I think like all of the, like the whole pint is like 400 calories or something. So very much that like health ice cream thing, which always makes me a little nervous, but I do trust Charles Leclerc. So.
Yeah. The retail stores that they're listing out are all French. So.
Yeah. I think it's in Europe. It's got to be in Italy too. It would sell very well in Italy. So yeah, we'll have to see if you
That's so interesting
and you want to give us a little review, that would be lovely. Would love to hear.
Yeah. I want to know how it is.
Send us a review video. If you're okay with it, we'll post it on our feed so that everybody that doesn't have access to it like us gets to live vicariously.
Yeah. We want a full on review.
Yes.
There is no cheaping out. We want to see you open it.
Yes.
For the first time.
Give like a, you know, smell test. Does ice cream really have a smell?
It does. Definitely has a smell.
Yeah. Full review, texture, flavor. Are there mix-ins?
The flavors sound pretty good.
Yeah. They have like a pistachio, chocolate. There's like a caramel one.
Yeah. So I want to try it, but
I would have to assume that eventually it'll be available in the US.
It's got to be its first launch.
Yeah.
It's not going to be everywhere.
It is kind of sad, though. Jack did have a great idea of us to do a taste test, but then I had to crush that dream and say, I don't think we can get it.
So. Oh, I bet we'll be able to get it on like eBay or something for a ridiculous price. And sorry, kids, not spending that.
Sorry, we're going to just hold. Or, you know, worst comes to worst, we'll just buy Halo Top and pretend.
We'll pretend.
And then the last thing before we get into this episode that I just want to touch on is some exciting stuff happening in my neck of the woods this weekend as well. A little Red Bull show run with, I believe it's the RB7, and Mr. David Coulthard will be going down Pennsylvania Avenue, which is where the White House is. I don't believe the actual show run is in front of the White House, but on Pennsylvania Avenue. And, you know, just keep an eye on our socials.
It's so exciting.
Wink, wink. So we have a lot of fun stuff this weekend. Lots of racing. We got, the Red Bull show run. It's free to attend if you're in the DC area. So maybe I'll see you there. But if not, watch our, just keep an eye on our socials. I'll have a little something for you.
Yeah.
But shall we now? Really, this is, I think, the quickest we've ever gotten through news.
Shockingly, especially compared to last week.
Yeah, we were yapping away last week.
We were yappers.
But shall we get into today's topic?
Yeah.
So we have done versions of this before. It's my favorite type of episode we do, because we can just be opinionated, but a little bit of a twist this time. Rather than being president of the FIA, we are now stewards, and Jack and I have created several new rules that we would implement as the stewards, it should be fun. Do you want to kick it off, Jack?
No, I don't. Can you go first?
Okay, I will start. I'm going to start with the one that is the hill we will probably, one of the hills we'll die on. I'm just going to get this one out of the way really fast. First thing I'm doing as a steward, reverse grid sprints.
That was my first one.
Absolutely. This is if welcome to the Formula One podcast. If there are two things that you need to know, is that we love Andretti and we want reverse grid sprints.
If there is no one talking about reverse grid sprints, we're dead.
We're dead. Yeah.
We have died.
Dead.
Send your condolences to our parents because we're gone. I literally put it in as my first one and then said, or honestly, just any other format than what they have right now.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the current format just because I feel like
it doesn't matter.
It's just like the first 15 laps of what the race is going to end up being. Yeah. Like the shootout format, I don't love. I think they could do more exciting things with sprint quali rather than just a mini version of quali.
So for those who don't know, it has changed. What was 2 years ago? It changed.
Yeah, I think 2022 they had the old format.
So the old format was that they did quali, and then normal quali, and that was the setup for the sprint. And then how you finished in the sprint was where you're going to start on Sunday for the actual race. And now they have set it up that they're doing sprint quali and they're also doing regular quali. So yeah, sprint just doesn't matter.
It's essentially a separate mini race rather than. And there's still points associated and things like that. But with the way they have it set up, because it really is just a second mini race, there's not really much opportunity for surprises happening.
Yeah.
And which is why, I mean, again, like you said, Jack, we'll take anything in terms of shaking it up.
The way it was. I really thought, I don't know why, again, me being hopeful, take a shot every time you
hear delusional positivity.
I really thought they would go back because the drivers were outspoken. The team principals were so outspoken about how this just, no one cares.
And they only get one free practice now.
Yeah. Especially if you're bringing upgrades, it's really tough.
Or a weekend like this, where again, a lot of these, I mean, people have not driven here in years. Some people have never driven here. Yeah. And we have, this is a sprint weekend this weekend. So, reverse grids would be epic.
Sick.
I want reverse grids. So sick. Oh, it'd be so fun. I don't know why we don't do it.
I don't know either. So my first rule is that the U.S. can't have any more races.
I am down with that. Could we keep the number at 3, but move locations?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that idea.
Why do you need more than 3? I understand we're huge, but Australia is also huge and they only have one.
I want to go
back. And they're way more fun.
I want to go back to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Or and I know it's cursed.
F1 used to race in Long Beach, right? Which is where IndyCar is this weekend. Didn't they used to race? They used that track?
I'm sure at some point they did. Because they've also, did they use Watkins Glen at some point, F1?
Did they?
Or am I misremembering?
I don't know. I've never heard that
before. I know IndyCar is not currently racing at Watkins Glen, but they used to. But I feel like F1 used to.
I also just think there's so many other places in the world that we could be having races and just showing different cultures. And
we need a race.
There are just really cool ones. A race in Africa. Brazil is so fun. Having another one in South America, I think, could be really cool.
Argentina. Argentinian race fans are.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That was my immediate thought.
So dedicated. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that Lewis has been.
We see that in. Yeah, with Argentina, like we see the fans, Agustin Canapino, who's an IndyCar driver, had like a huge career in Argentina before. And like you see when he goes home, there's like 80,000 to like 100,000 people just like pressed up against like screaming. Like they would love an F1 race down there.
Yeah, I think that could be so sick. So sick. Yeah. As I was saying, Lewis Hamilton's been very outspoken about having one in South Africa. So that would be really cool too. I mean, there's just really cool places that we're not at, and I would much rather watch that race than Chicago or
We just
New York.
If they are going to add more US races, the last thing we need is another
street race.
Like, put it at a real track, please.
Yeah.
Because I do love a street race, but the US street races that they design tend to not be that good.
Yeah.
So, like, put it at a racetrack or put it somewhere else. Let's get other stuff going on. I am so there for that idea. My next one is, and I don't know how I'd enforce this as a steward, but cool down room for everybody. Because I want to hear post race.
Or it could be like kind of separate, like the top three do have a separate one.
When I was writing it out, I was like, we could do a winner's room for the podium. Like leave
the losers.
And then the losers. It's everybody else.
Like, no, come on, losers.
Yeah, get to the loser room. Get over there.
The loser room would probably be way more interesting to watch.
Well, and what made me think of this was the infamous Max pushing Esteban.
Yeah.
Situation. Yeah. And I just feel like we'd get more of that if we had.
Yeah. Or remember like when Michael Schumacher, I can't remember who he was going after, but remember he like ran down.
That was scary. I forget who was going after. He was so mad though.
He was so mad. Yeah. I'll have to dive deeper into that. Yeah.
Drivers don't fly off the handle like they used to.
No.
Too media trained.
I know, it's annoying. So kind of similar, you know, you proposed a rule for like if it's a driver's birthday, they get to have another car.
Yeah, spare car. Yeah.
So I also said that if it was a driver's birthday, they get to make everyone else dress how they want for the driver parade. So take that as you will.
Like
it could be like chicken day? Costumes, or it could like
senior
be
day
like
in high school. Do you remember that? Is that what you're thinking? Wait, remember senior day where it's like
the sport
and then the seniors at our school, this is how it worked. The seniors, they pick a day. Was it like senior appreciation day or something?
No, it was like our last home game.
So then that day, normally for days that you had a game, you'd wear like your uniform or something else, like all match. But for senior day, seniors would dress up and like nice clothes, like a cute dress or something. And then they'd pick the outfits for everybody else on the team that they had to wear to school. So like chicken costumes, hot dog costumes.
I was dressed as an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, I'm pretty sure we spray painted our hair too, like that. Or like did the hairspray version.
I never got anything that crazy. Because I also didn't, I did cross country like 1 year. But I think all I had to do was wear a onesie, which was pretty comfortable.
But could you imagine, though, in my mind, like, yeah, some people would take the piss out of it. Like, I think Daniel Ricciardo would make everyone wear something absolutely ridiculous. But I think Lewis Hamilton would then take it upon himself to be everyone's stylist. And I would be so pumped to see what he would put people in.
And Joe would be.
Yeah.
Like, I think Joe would honestly probably care a little bit more than Lewis.
Yeah, like Lewis would probably be like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
But or Daniel Ricciardo is going to make everyone just wear his merch, which is also a great idea.
Yeah. A bit of a cop-out, but I would support it. He's been wearing one hoodie recently that's really cute. It's like 60s, 70s, like retro.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if that might be.
I bet Lando would actually do that. Lando would make everyone probably wear quadrant merch.
Yeah. Good marketing tool.
Good marketing tool, but also be somewhat creative.
Yeah, let's have a little bit of fun with this.
I just would be excited to see what people did with it. And I would hope that they would, if I can also be in my delusional state, they put a lot of effort in when they're choosing.
Yeah. In an ideal world.
In an ideal world.
Duality would end up somewhat similar to Secret Santa, which I sometimes can't watch the Secret Santa when it comes out because it makes me so uncomfortable to see the drivers who, like, it makes me feel so bad. Some of them have so much thought and so much effort into it. And then you can tell so clearly which ones just forget
or don't care. Or like
when Charles Leclerc just gave Joe Valtteri's calendar.
Yeah.
So I think
it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. But it's fun to imagine if they all took it seriously.
Exactly.
For my next one, I'll do my least fun one, but
okay.
This I do think would help our current state of F1. I think you should get a 5-second drive-through penalty if you're leading by more than 10 seconds.
Like where do you drive? Go through the pit lane?
Yeah.
You say drive-through.
Yeah. So that's the penalty where you go to the pit lane and they can't touch the car for 5 seconds.
Yeah. That's I don't know why I literally, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I don't know why I was like, where are they going? Drive through where? Which drive through?
Yeah, I think you should get a 5-second penalty for leading by too much.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just like over it. I'm so over it. And even honestly, like I want to fight up at the front. Unless Carlos is at the front, then nobody touch him.
A part of me really did want to make like a rule that's like, whatever my favorite driver is this season, no one can touch him.
Yeah.
He does not do that.
10 penalty points on your license
if you come near us. Yeah, no, I'm down with that. Yeah. This is one that I was talking to you about before we started filming. I think we've talked about this. So IndyCar, you get points. Everyone gets points, mm-hmm. correct? Yes. I want there to be points throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it help close gaps and make it a little more interesting.
And I mean, this bottom half of the grid, it's not like they're not racing hard.
Yeah.
Like there should be, I would even be down for maybe like points up to 15th.
Yeah, I could be down for that. If we have to compromise.
Yeah.
I'd be down. Yeah, I just don't think like, I just, like we were talking about championship points last week. The gaps are pretty big already.
Well, yeah, and then like the bottom three teams have no points at all. And then Red Bull has like almost 200. And it's just, I think it would make things more interesting, especially in the constructors and in the drivers' championship. But the constructors is really like the money and stuff. So that's really more pressure. If there was more points to go around. Cause now it's like, yeah, one point can make a lot of difference. But how much more exciting would it be if there's just more points at play? And then that would make shifts happen, I think, a lot more frequently.
Yeah. I would just be really interested to see how things change and evolve. Obviously Max would still be winning, but
it could make things more interesting.
Yeah, I think it could make a lot of things more interesting.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I have another one that I'll go with now, which is also stealing something from IndyCar. I think we should get rid of DRS zones and replace it with push to pass esque 120 seconds of DRS. So we can keep DRS, we can keep that system, but rather than just having the DRS zones around the track, which then results in like DRS trains and stuff. And then it's just like not as fun and not as strategic. Cause you just, if you're within 1 second and you're in the DRS zone, you can open your DRS.
Yeah.
I think if you have 120 seconds of ability to be able to use it, then that makes things much more strategic. Cause in IndyCar, it's a similar system, but it's called push to pass, which is, I think it's like 60 additional horsepower or something into the engine. I don't know how that we've never claimed to be a science podcast. I don't know how any of the engineering parts work. But you have this certain amount of time. And so it's really interesting to see throughout the race, like they'll do check-ins of like who has what amount left of push to pass, because sometimes you'll use it to overtake or sometimes you'll use it to stay in front. And it's just a very interesting strategic element that gets added to the race. And I think we should replicate it because it's more fun than just DRS detection zones.
Yeah, I like that.
I think it would make it more interesting.
Oh, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that all drivers must participate in a game that we're going to host, and we're going to call it Famula Feud. It'll be like Family Feud, but all the drivers have to participate because I want this to happen.
Is this replacing Grill the Grid, or is this an additional piece of content?
It would be a additional piece of content.
I love it.
I could be on the F1 YouTube, I will give that gift that to you, F1. You're welcome. You can have it. You're welcome.
That would be fun.
Not the idea. That Famula feud is trademarked, so.
TM. Verbal trademark.
Verbal trademark.
Yeah, you can have it. But you can have the content as long as we are the ones that get to do it. So that we can ask the questions that we want to ask.
Yeah.
Like, I think we should do, like, we could do some crazy categories. I want to see how much these boys know about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Or, like, just maybe movies. I want to see who really geeks out on, like, movies and books. Or, like, if there's, like, a real big, like, Lord of the Rings nerd or something.
Yeah. I'd like, be interested. I know Esteban's really into superheroes.
Yeah.
Find, like, special interests. That would be fun. I'm in. I love it. My next idea is similar to your more points for points down the grid. I think we should implement positivity points. Meaning you get a point if you do something good. Like if you have a good overtake, you get a point. Or, you know, if you defend really well, you get a point.
You get a point.
Just because I think in the same vein of your idea where it's like, I think we just need more points to go around to make things a little bit more interesting, especially in the current state of F1 where, I mean, just give him the trophy now. He's already won the championship. Let's make things a little bit more interesting with like look at like the way Yuki drove last week. And I know he got a point, but
yeah,
he dominated.
Did he get driver of the day?
I keep forgetting to check because that I was thinking about that the other day too.
Driver of the day should get a point.
Yeah, driver of the day should get a point. Let me Google it. Can I just Google? I don't think I've ever Googled who got driver of the day.
I'll Google it. Got some keyboard ASMR for you guys. Tap, tap, tap. Oh, Charles.
What?
Why?
What?
That's an absolute. Okay. Charles got 23.8%. Yuki got 17.7%. Carlos got 14.6%.
Did Charles do something cool? Like, am I forgetting? What the heck?
It says, this is from the F1 website. It says, differing strategies may have put him behind his teammate, but Charles Leclerc drove an impeccable race for Ferrari at Suzuka, coming from eighth on the grid to finish fourth at the flag, which is actually, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good race.
Even briefly leading the Grand Prix, you duly recognize the driver's superb performance.
Here's he had a good race, but I don't think it was driver of the day worthy.
Give it to Yuki.
We all know who I voted for, but yeah, I think Yuki would have gotten it.
I couldn't vote because I watched it late. And this is what happens.
Are you watching live this week?
No.
Probably not too, but I fear that every time I don't watch live, something good happens. So like now I'm like,
I don't know. I watched Japan late and it was fun.
Yeah. I just need to stay off Twitter.
Stay off Twitter.
Sound off in the comments if you're watching live and you're watching us on YouTube right now.
You guys are crazy. I mean, dedicated, love you.
Yeah.
Well, it's different. East Coast, it's 3 in the morning.
Yeah, which that's the other crazy part because it's like, it's not really like, so the race ends at like 5:30. So it's not really like you go to bed after that. Like you're just
You got to get up and start your day at that point. Go get some breakfast at like a 24/7 diner.
Yeah. I fear I may have to tune in post race. Which is fine. It's just not as fun. But I guess we can watch Long Beach live.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. And then the next race after this one is Miami, no?
Is it Miami? I've just been trying to power through these past couple races because it's so Yeah, it's Miami.
So that'll be a normal time for the East Coast friends.
And then it's Italy. And then we're
Monza?
Off.
Is it Monza next? Or Imola?
Imola.
We missed Imola last year. So that's exciting.
And then it's Monaco. Then it's Canada. Got so many more races coming, guys. So many more. Yeah.
Crazy. And did you see they already announced the 2025 calendar?
They did. We didn't even talk about that. It's starting in Australia. Love that.
I'm glad that they brought Australia back to the first race of the season.
Australia's other than fun. That,
no like surprises, really, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically all the same tracks.
Another 24, round of 24.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot.
It's a lot of races. Which, I mean, love it. Great for us. Yeah.
I just think there's like a happy medium that can be found between the 24 races that F1 does, and they're flying all over the world, and then like IndyCar, who are like, we're starting the season, just kidding.
Yeah, doing the one and then the giant break. I mean, I know they had that thermal challenge or whatever. Yeah. But
even
that doesn't count for any points.
No, that was non-points. That was just a cash prize.
Yeah.
So, but we're back. IndyCar's back this weekend, so that should be good. I think I've shared all of the rules that I'd like to implement.
I have one more. And it's each team gets a celeb shot during quali. And they must take it. Kind of like, you know, the rookie thing. They have to use them in FP, like in free practice. And I don't know, interpret that how you will. If you want an actual celebrity in there, if you want to bring Nico Rosberg, if you want to bring Sebastian Vettel, that's where I kind of went with it.
Bring back those retired drivers. I have a question. In this case, can they snipe other drivers currently on the grid? Like, could Williams be like, we want Max?
No, it would have to be someone off the grid.
Someone off the grid. Okay.
But if they're like, say, in, I don't know, they retire, they're like, they could take an IndyCar driver.
So it doesn't just have to be Formula One drivers. Any.
They just have to be not on the F1 grid this year.
Yeah. That could be fun.
I'd love to see like Sebastian Vettel in there.
Seb back. We gotta get Nico. And I wonder if they'd even do like. Yeah.
You have to lock in your answer because people might steal them, you know? So it's going to be like we all pick a number out of a hat. So it's all equal.
It's like a draft.
Yeah. And it's like a draft.
Yeah. We could get some fun. Yeah. Like what if they brought Mika Häkkinen back? That could be cool.
Mark Webber
could come back.
You could vomit in another car. I mean, why not? Susie Wolf gets in
there. Get Susie in there. We could get Jensen. Kimmy.
Kimmy. Yeah.
That could be fun. I love that idea. I'm in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the actual celebrity thing would be that fun because
that would just be dangerous.
And I also think they would just kind of what we talked about last is they won't be good at it.
Yeah, like we want some real racing.
Yeah, we want some.
We need the pros.
Real shakeup.
Yeah. I love that idea. I'm in. All of these are great ideas. They should hire us.
We're geniuses. We're so smart.
Well, God. This was super fun. Let us know what rule ideas you have.
Yeah. You want to do your podium?
Yes.
Just for Sunday, right? Or should we do a sprint podium?
Should we do sprint podium and regular? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Sprint first. Do sprint first.
Sprint first. I'm going to go. The hard thing is, too, I'm not familiar with this track, so I don't.
I'm not either.
I can't make incredibly incorrect assumptions about who's going to do.
I can't be like, oh, well, the straight's here. I'm like, I can't. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to have a little bit of fun with my sprint, and then I'll be realistic for my real race. So for sprint, I'm going to go Lando, Carlos, Checo.
Nice. For my sprint, I will go Fernando.
Ooh.
Oscar. Lewis. Just because that's who I wanted to be up there.
Either of these podiums, I'd be very happy with.
Very happy
that
with.
That would mean it was a very fun sprint to watch.
Yeah.
For the race, Max. And then I'm going to go Oscar and Carlos. Carlos, so it keeps his streak.
I would like to see Oscar back on the podium. He hasn't been there this season. I mean, we've only had one Lando podium.
Yeah.
So, yeah, want McLaren up on that podium. Since you did Somewhat Sensible, I will also do Somewhat Sensible.
Yes, teetering. Sensible, maybe, but, you know.
Max. I really do just think Fernando's going to be on a high. I think Max.
That new contract glow.
Yeah, that new contract glow. Max, George, Fernando.
George.
I think he's going to sneak. He's sneaky.
He's sneak attack. Sneaky little snake. I'm in. I think. Nobody wants Mercedes back on the podium more than Mercedes, but I would love to see it as well.
Yeah, Mercedes is pushing for themselves, as you should be. You should be thinking I was watching old Vanderpump Rules the other day, and Stassi was like, if you don't think that you are the Beyonce of your group, you need to go to therapy or something like that.
I love old stuff. Oh, old Saucy. It's just like a true story.
Yeah.
Highly recommend if you're in between races this weekend and you want to watch something good. Seasons like one through six of Vanderpump Rules are just true cinema.
Yeah. Through eight, because then Bo.
Oh, yes.
It's Saucy and Bo. Yeah.
But she gets a little less like chaotic when Bo comes into the picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, also happy Tortured Poets Department release week. This is a big weekend, everybody. We have new Taylor music. We have racing.
Doesn't Sabrina Carpenter's new album come out this weekend too?
I thought she just had a single coming out.
Oh, she just had a single? I mean, the single is a bop.
The single's great.
So good. So good.
Yeah. Do you wanna throw in a IndyCar prediction?
Oh golly. Yeah.
IndyCar's far harder to predict.
It is far harder.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they're turning an F1 corner because, you know, Joseph Newgarden, didn't he lead the whole race in
Penske has been on top.
No, I'm going. Oh, God. I'm just going to start saying names. I'm going. Do I do a paddle one? Do I? I'm doing it.
Pato hasn't had a win in a while.
So I'm going to go Pato 1, Felix Rosenqvist 2, Bessie's on the podium.
Bro, all right.
And then I'll go Willpower.
Got to get a Penske. There has to be a Penske on the podium.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Scotty Mack P1, Scott McLaughlin. And then Alex Palou, and then I'm going to go get some orange on there. I'm going to go Alexander Rossi.
Nice. Nice.
So we will see. Lots of fun racing. Be sure to give us a follow on Instagram and TikTok at Formula One so you can keep up on my super secret fun project that I'm doing this weekend.
It is super fun.
It's super fun. Yeah, you'll just keep an eye. And if you have not yet, we'd love it if you could give us a review wherever you're listening, or if you're watching us on YouTube, if you could give this video a thumbs up, that'd be great. I finally remembered the plug. But beyond that, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you enjoy Taylor's new album. I hope you enjoy all the racing. We will be talking to you next week to debrief all of it, including the album. Honestly, probably we'll probably yap about that for a good at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, so. Be ready for another long episode next week.
Yes, we will have lots to cover next week. So love you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.